Aircheckdownloads.com. Total
News. BBC Radio Newcastle.
At 1 minute past six.
The sound of the Northeast. Northeast. Together we can make a difference.
She has broken the internet and everybody is excited because she has brought back the 90s, which I'm a bit confused about because I thought the 90s were back for a while. Because every time I walk around Newcastle City Centre, it looks like 90s Central. All these crop tops, high-waisted, stonewashed jeans. What's going on? No, Dua Lipa has brought back purple shimmer eyeshadow, so everyone will be wearing all brightly coloured eyeshadow. Aww, I remember wearing that when I was about 10.
The Northeast. Together we can make a difference. BBC Radio Newcastle.
8 minutes past six on your Thursday evening. I'm Tamsin Robson. Huge thanks to Colin White, by the way. Another Total News. Amazing. He's so good at reading the news. But we're going to put him back in his cage. And if you're wondering what I mean by saying he's got a good point, it's because he's in the opposite studio and he likes to point at me in the opposing studio when he's finished and when I have to press the button. He's just got a good point. Although I feel like he needs a mic drop. In fact, I might go and buy like a cheap microphone or a fake one. And then we can all do that. Because, you know, sometimes when you hit something perfectly dead on in radio, it just makes you feel so good. Makes you feel so good. Anyway, I'm with you till 8 o'clock tonight. And then Nick Roberts is going to be back with another BBC Introducing. Loads of great tunes to come. Gabrielle on the way. I've also got, a bit of a late 90s throwback from a Swedish. I think she was Swedish. Maybe Norwegian. I'll double check. Lena Marlin, she's coming up. And David Guetta, Becky Hill and Elle Henderson is on the way next.
BBC Radio Newcastle.
I think I had her album back in the day. Absolute Norsk was the album. Was it Unforgivable Sinner? It was Absolute North. That was it. From 1998. Lena Marlin, sitting down here. It was like the music video. It was always kind of like, you know, these people in the woods in Norway just hanging out, having a good time. Also, she was sporting a very cool bucket hat. Quite like a bucket hat. Although I just feel like a bit of a Wally when I wear them. I don't really know why. I do have one, though. And I feel like I want to sport it sometime. It's weird because I'm a lady who loves a hat. I've got a few hats, but I don't know. It's like the confidence to wear them, isn't it? It's like I've got this brilliant. It's like a navy sort of fedora type thing, and it's got a little feather in it. I know. I bought it from a shop in Brooklyn. So I wanted to be like really cool, really hip and happening. And the guy was like, do you want a little feather to go in your hat? And I was like, totally, man. And it's great. I do feel like a bit of a sort. I feel like I've just walked out of a blaxploitation film when I wear it, though, which is a bit weird. I do love a Panama hat. I've got a Panama hat made in Ecuador. I love that. That's my holiday hat. What else have I got? Oh, my bucket hat. That's the one. I've got a bucket hat. It's on one side, it's blue. And then the other side, it's gingham. Who doesn't love a gingham hat? So I feel like I need to go somewhere to wear my gingham bucket hat. But I feel like if I wear it in here, people might just take the mickey. Because I have another hat. I love how I'm telling you about my hat collection. I've got another hat, which is, it looks a bit like the hat Beyonce wore in the Formation videos. Basically, it's a big black rimmed hat, but it's got fake pearls. It sounds horrible, but it's great. It's fabulous, actually. It's got like fake pearls in and around the trim. And I wore it one day, and one of my colleagues said I just look like a Stevie Nicks wannabe. And I was highly offended.
You're just like my favorite song going round.
AirCheckDownloads.com.